And now we're going to be hearing from Senator Joseph Lieberman, who has not done well and is expected over the next 24 hours to be ending his run for the presidency. Here's Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut.
I love you back, and thank you. You know, I know that the results are disappointing tonight, but with Chris Dodd, my colleagues from the Congress, Rosa DeLauro, John Larson, Elliot Engel, Dennis Cardoza, Cal Dooley, with my family here, I got to tell you, I feel like a winner, and so should you. Thank you. The judgment of the voters is now clear, and I want to congratulate John Kerry and John Edwards on the victories that they have won today. And I want to thank Wes Clark and Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich and Al Sharpton for their willingness to serve our country and for all that each of them has already contributed to this campaign and our great Democratic Party. Thank you. But for me, it is now time to make a difficult but realistic decision. After looking at the returns and speaking with my family and my campaign team, I have decided tonight to end my quest for the presidency of the United States of America. Am I disappointed? Naturally. But am I proud of what we stood for in this campaign? You bet I am. Thank you.
Senator Joseph Lieberman telling his supporters in Arlington, Virginia, that he is ending his pursuit of the Democratic presidential nomination. Senator Lieberman did not win any primaries in his run for the nomination. He, of course, was Al Gore's running mate in 2000. Melissa, as you were saying, he began this campaign with very high name recognition. He was at or near the right of the field in Democratic terms, and the campaign just didn't catch on.
And in on the campaign trail, you would often hear him dropping the name of John McCain as the person who most closely represents his own views. Certainly you heard that in New Hampshire, where John McCain did very well. Joe Lieberman tonight in the caucus and primary results, only in one case cracking double digits. We're seeing him with about 11% of the votes in Delaware, but a not strong showing by any means for him
tonight.
A state
which he had hoped to carry, where he had actually staked his hopes.
Exactly, and he will now go back to his longtime career in the Senate and make a formal announcement, apparently. He's making it now, but again tomorrow, of his dropping out of the campaign.
Running down quickly the results, a win for John Edwards in South Carolina. Elsewhere, victories for John Kerry in Missouri, Arizona, also in Delaware, and a very close race in Oklahoma. We'll still be watching that as our coverage continues.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.